Paul, brilliant. Well done. What a game and what a result it was. You must be delighted with it and absolutely exhausted on the sideline.
Not one bit. I'm delighted for the young lad, delighted for the parents, so I'm delighted for all the people at Tyrone, so I am. And just the same getting over the line, so it is. As I said a couple of months earlier on, we come in that this age group here, we decided we have to change things around a bit, so we did. We had to see what fellas wanted to push on from minor level, push on the next level, work hard, show that desire to play for Tyrone, so it is, and see where Texas, so it is. And there's a lot of lads come in there. Owen Corey, Brian Conway, you know, Stevie Donaghy stepped up, so he was this year, stand the back roll, outstanding, so he has. Brilliant. You know, young McHugh there, big Midlane in the middle. Look, these lads all stepped up, the lads on the sideline, Owen Montgomery. Oh my God, what a character in the infield, Owen Montgomery.
It was a terrific collective effort with just 100% and plus input from everybody. But a couple of young fellas maybe started a wee bit. Johnny O'Donnell was just incredible. Getting round the field the way he did and putting in tackles, turnovers, everything.
Yep. Look, lads like Johnny, get them out and express themselves. You know, I've seen Johnny early in the year playing a few games, playing defence with club and school and that. And I said, we want more of Johnny. We want to get Johnny out there and express himself and go out and play football. And that's what he's done there, so he has, you know, and people talk about Rory, yes, he thinks he's not a man of the match this way, but realistically, so it is, you know, these lads have to get the ball to him. There's a lot of hard, dirty dog work has to be done there, so it, and I just thought them outstanding to it today. Outstanding. I told them before the match, we will win the game of football, no doubt about it. We were too well prepared.
And when it came to the finishing and such pressure was on Rory, the points that he put over the bar with no space at all on the ball, just putting them over from nowhere.
A bit of competition between him and Muggsy, so it is. Muggsy giving him a bit of stick about putting them over, and Rory's firing it back, so it is. So that's all part and parcel, so it is, you know. That's what he's there for. Rory will take his applause today, but Rory knows that's his job, that's what he has to do, that's what he's there for. Take responsibility, knock them over the bar there, and move on to the next ball, so it is, Francie, you know.
Kildare, apparently, we're impressive against Sligo. They'll be a tough nut to crack in the final.
Tough luck. We've had Monaghan, we've had Down, we've had Donegal, we've had Cavan, we've had Kerry, so we'll be ready to embrace Kildare, so well, you know, and we'll see how we have a game Texas, you know.
It's an All-Ireland final, it's a huge occasion for these young fellas.
Huge occasion, so it is, you know. But again, I'm not saying we'll ground them, we're going to keep them there, so we are. We're going to keep them up here, we're going to keep them at that level, we're going to keep them and encourage them to stay at that level as we want to be. So it is, we don't want this thing about ground them. Nonsense, sort of. You have lads here, keep them here and keep encouraging them, keep them feeding them, tell it, sort of, and get them a taste of all this. I see them what they want at all, Francie, you know.
And maybe it's a good thing about having the short turnaround, because they don't have time to think the thing through and get nervous and stuff like that. They're in the zone and they're in the momentum that they need to be in.
We do, and we don't think beyond the game we're playing. We didn't even think beyond this evening. No, we didn't. We're just thinking that game, the job we have to do for probably 60, 70 minutes, so it is, and how we go forward and turn carry over. And I thought today that it's just outstanding. There's done bunch of that.
I know you want to give all the credit to the young fellas, but for yourself and Dermy, it's been a journey. You're there 5 years. There's been hard times standing on the sideline in Tullamore, standing on the sideline in Breffni Park. But you finally got there. What does it mean to yourself and Dermy especially?
We got there, but and you went back to say again, there's lots of lads who come through the senior setup, so they have from 18 when he started taking the under 20s, so it is, you know. So there's lads have been filtered into the senior group, which is brilliant, so it is, you know. For the people of Tyrone to be coming to watch our under 20s again and realise, you know, we have a super under 20 team, we have a super under 17 team, we have a super under 16, a super under 15 team, but we hope to feed through the senior team. And the day will be all about them players next week, so we'll be all about the family, so well, and we'll do our bit as usual. Like, I'm running up after Tyrone maybe 20 odd years, so I am, and you know, it's a delight every night I go up that road to add something to the people, help me out and give me the chance to play. Like Art McCrory, you know, John Donnelly, Danny Ball, all them people, Francie McGrew from Ballygall, God rest him. So, and then people all give me that opportunity. So, as I'm only looking to them people there. So, look, I'm doing it a wee bit. You help me. I want to help you. So, thank you for what you've done for us to push this on to the next level. And that's what we're doing. And I must give credit to my backroom staff. We haven't a massive group, so we haven't. But by God, I'm telling you, they are outstanding. So, they are an incredible group. They're so close together. They work together so strong, so they do. They pull it all over the line with each other, so they do. We talk, we throw everything off each other. And